Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Uh-huh.
In the stizzy.
Yeah.
Doing 60 down to one widget.
Go far. Is it growing on you now?
Yeah. I feel good about my choice now.
Yeah, it's good.
I feel good about it.
It's a good summer song.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
Yeah. I'm into it too.
Yeah.
Whatever you're into, I'm into, man.
Whoa.
You know? Well, not everything. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm really going to do this. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. And wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Wednesday morning, we appreciate you doing so. We will take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. And we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Brady Quinn's off for the week. We must address that for the any new audience members that jump in here that missed the first portion of the show. We're going to make up a different reason why he's not here. The truth is he just has the week off. It's a little vacay. Nothing wrong with that. But we're going with he failed a PED test. We're going to go with that. So he will be back after that suspension is lifted. But there was some other news on a former quarterback in the NFL yesterday, and that was Big Ben, Ben Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. So he was on with the super genius Mark Madden in Pittsburgh on our iHeartRadio affiliate 105.9 The X, which, by the way, Mark Madden probably covered you in high school. Because I've seen him, I follow him on Twitter, and I've seen him at North Hills High games. Like either
is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So I've seen him at North Hills High because he's, you know, one of the longest reigning. He's fantastic, and he's funny because he pisses people off and they get triggered. And he comes from he was in professional wrestling and was a commentator for a long time. So he knows how to really piss people off. And so when it comes to either the Penguins or the Steelers or anything like that, he'll just tell it how it is. Old school radio, fact spitter, and people get really sensitive about it. So he's a fun follow, but I have seen him talk about North Hills High. So he probably remembers your great days at North Hills. The hammer from North Hills. So
his name is familiar to me for certain.
Yeah. So he was talking with Ben Roethlisberger.
He's been active since 92. So 93 was my freshman year. So
yeah,
he's been around.
Yeah. So he was talking with Ben Roethlisberger on his show yesterday.
And he hit he hit him with a banger, didn't he?
Yeah, so yeah, Roethlisberger said that apparently he was close to returning last year, and he was close to returning to the 49ers.
Last year, there were some truths to the Niners thing, just in the sense that they were, I think, reaching out for some, just to maybe gauge my interest.
Right.
And so I had discussions, and so, you know, that's all. I don't want to sit here and say that I was going or anything like that. They called to gauge interest, okay? I had conversations with my agent, with my wife, my family, prayed a lot about it. And you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say there wasn't like a small part of me that was intrigued, like, oh, man, I could, you know, I could still do it, like prove to people, right, that I could still play. But at the end of the day, I just can't see myself in anything other than black and gold.
So that was Ben Roethlisberger on with Mark Madden yesterday on 105.9 The X in Pittsburgh. And look, it would have been a fun story to see him go to the Niners, although I think it worked out pretty well when it came to Brock Purdy and the run that he went on. I kind of like that he's not coming back and that he spent his entire career with one franchise. I kind of like that.
Doesn't happen often.
Yeah. You know,
but
like
it is pretty cool.
Like the Brady going to Tampa Bay. And then, you know, potentially if he was going to come back and go to another team, if it's not going to be Tampa Bay. Although Brady had a great career and he won a Super Bowl there, there would have been something special about him just staying with one franchise his entire time. Like, if you had your preference, would you?
I think that's a unique one, though. I think it's very unique for Brady because he showed how special he was by going somewhere else and winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, I think that there's caveats to it. Now, if you're going because it's kind of like you're washed and you're kind of just getting some more years out of it, and you were like an amazing, amazing player for the team that you had been with, then I could see that. I could see that. But I think it's overstated more often than not. There's a few people that you would feel that way about, like Daryl Green. I love the fact that Daryl Green was always a Washington football player. Yeah. Like always, like that's how it should be for someone like a Daryl Green, you know, a Troy Aikman, like that makes sense to me. You know, I hated seeing Emmitt Smith in a different uniform. Hated it. Absolutely. I didn't like it at all. I understood it, but I didn't like it. He was supposed to be a Cowboy from start to finish, the way his career was for Dallas. There's some out there. You know, I didn't like seeing Joe Montana go. I didn't like that. I didn't like seeing him in a Kansas City uniform. But for the most part, you know, like I wouldn't have wanted to see Hines Ward in a different uniform.
Yeah.
Like there's just certain guys. And it is what it is, but I mean, I guess Ben Roethlisberger fits in that category for certain, you know, Big Ben, you know, that's, but if he had enough football left in him where he wanted to return and he ended up in a San Francisco uniform, I think that would have been an intriguing story. I don't know how that would have played out. I mean, let's be clear on that. I mean, he didn't finish out very strong in Pittsburgh. It didn't look very good in Pittsburgh. But would it have been, would the juice been worth the squeeze on him going to San Francisco?
And look, like we said, I think Brock Purdy and that the way that situation played out, because he didn't specifically say when exactly he was, you know, they reached out to him, whether it was before the season. But let's assume that it was after Jimmy Garoppolo's injury. If it was after Garoppolo's injury, you could not have gotten more production out of what you got from Brock Purdy. He was phenomenal. I mean, like, you know, he went there, won every game.
That's 2020 hindsight.
Yeah, but I'm saying they reach out to him. It worked out for the Niners, and I think in retrospect, it probably worked out for Roethlisberger, because I want to think of him as just a Pittsburgh Steeler. Like Rodgers' career, you know, like Brett Favre's career, even Montana. Montana ended up, you know, playing with the Kansas City Chiefs, and he was good, and they went to the playoffs and all that. But it still would have been had he stayed his entire time with San Francisco. And there's been other players that have said that they've thought about, you know, going elsewhere. Like I remember Brian Urlacher, who had an opportunity to go elsewhere.
I wouldn't
elsewhere.
Have wanted to see Brian Urlacher play anywhere else.
Right. It's just kind of...
I wouldn't have wanted to see that.
Wouldn't you have preferred you would have stayed your entire career in Washington? Obviously, circumstances and ownership and all that. But wouldn't you have preferred you stayed your entire time there?
100. I mean, I played one season outside of Washington. And that was because I just, you know, I lost my love of the game. And I lost my health, too. But I could have, you know, I could have easily fought through the health issues to be able to continue to play. I had several teams that, you know, were asking what I was going to do after I left the Giants. But people didn't realize I mean, Coach Coughlin and Ernie Accorsi and Reese, those guys gave me the opportunity to leave without basically giving any money back. The mayor and the Tisch family, they gave me the opportunity to leave. Like I told Coach Coughlin, like I'll come back. I was rehabbing at the time that they let me go. I was in pain. Like my knees were like I was in pain. And I said, I'd honor my contract, but I'm just letting you know I'm in pain. So when they let me go, they knew I was done. When I was let go, I was done before they let me go. And I think part of that, Jonas, was I just didn't have the fight. I didn't have the fight left in me after I left. I was very impacted by having to leave a place that I loved so much. It impacted me. It's almost like leaving your family.
And also, so when did you start? When was your first year of organized football? Like as a kid? Okay, so 8 years old. So at that point, you'd been playing 20 years. Like it's not like people look at, well, it's just the NFL career. You know, it was 7 years or 8 years. No, like if you in totality, that was 20 years and it was the first time that you had to leave somewhere because you just were disgusted with the situation. You just had to go.
I mean, had to get out.
Yeah. Like that's.
I had to pay. I paid. Like, so many people think that I was let go. Like you were released. Like they got rid of me. No, I paid to leave Washington. I gave a signing bonus back that was in my bank account. I gave it back so that I would be releasable from that team. I just couldn't go forward with them. Like, and that it's so funny because that technicality gets lost a lot. Like nobody ever mentions it when they bring it up. It's just all like volatile when it's brought up about my time in Washington. But, you know, I love the place, love living there, love the people, still love the place, still love the people. My family still lives there. And I go back often. I just, you know, I couldn't work for that dude. And that's sad because me not liking him outweighed me staying put. I tried. I definitely tried. I gave it a go, but it was bad. It got really bad. So sometimes it's just time to go.
Yeah.
You know, and so but this didn't seem like that type of situation with Ben. I mean, he was in retirement.
And I think, you know, he had his body held up, I don't think, first of all, I don't think the Steelers would have, you know, been ready to move on. And I don't think he would have been ready to move on because this felt like, you know, he tried to give it one last go. You know, he got, you know, in better shape in the offseason. He went through all that. People forget also, they were pretty damn good during the COVID year. I mean, what did they start, 12-0, something like that?
Something like that,
and yeah, you can say, well, that was a flawed
but everybody,
season.
Yeah, everybody said, including you, everybody was talking about how that's the worst undefeated team
I gave the Steelers their credit that year.
Did you?
Because okay. I said okay. In those circumstances
we weren't doing the show at that point.
In those circumstances people can talk about, well, it's flawed. Okay, then why didn't anybody else do it? Like they did it, and yeah, but you know they're barely beating these teams, and they can't run the football. All that's true, but they're winning those games. And if not for, you know, it was a Wednesday night game against Washington was the first loss of the season, I remember. And yeah, and everybody knew that Roethlisberger's time was coming to an end. I like that it came to an end in Pittsburgh. And like, just think about this, and you mentioned it. It's rare that players play their whole career with a team. Like, there's a really good chance that a guy like Patrick Mahomes may not finish his career with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, that's a reality.
Would you be hurt by that? Like, would people be hurt by that?
Doesn't it feel weird saying that now, but knowing the way the NFL works, it's so rare? If Tom Brady left New England after all that he did,
then anybody can leave.
I agree. And it's just, it's weird.
Period.
It's weird to think that, looking in real time.
And Montana.
Yeah.
And Jerry Rice, for what it's worth. Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, done. Anybody can move on.
It's anybody weird, can man. Move on. And in the moment, I'll bet a couple years into your Washington career, you're probably not thinking, I'm going to finish elsewhere.
Oh, bro.
Year
1, 2, 3, and 4. Was it 4? No, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 3 and 4 was amazing. It was the last two that I mean, it wasn't amazing from the sense that we were still changing. You know, I had more head coaches in the league by my third, fourth year in the league than I had my entire life.
It's like Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's on his 8th head coach. Again, he got drafted in 2018.
Yeah, but he's also on different teams.
Right.
I was on the same team.
Oh, man.
I had more head coaches than I did years in the league at one point. That's just how it was going down, you know?
What a weird place, man.
But then you start to ask yourself, if there's no real stability, if there's no stability at the head coaching job, how's there going to be stability for the players? You know, and that's the whole thing. So it's like I still hadn't even thought about – I didn't think about having to leave – and not being a Washington football player until I had to leave. Like, that was when it happened. Like, it wasn't like I was thinking I had to go all along. I was trying to weather the storm, you know, but it didn't work out that way. But again, I think that it's all about the situation. I guess as I'm looking at it from a personal standpoint, it's all about a personal, you know, experience. If you had a great career somewhere and you still felt like you had some football left and they didn't feel like you had any football left and you wanted to continue to play, then, you know, somebody wanted you, then you end up somewhere else. Like, I hated seeing Greg Lloyd in a Carolina Panthers uniform. Like, I hated it.
Yeah.
But he felt like he still had some football left. I hated that LeVar Kirkland left and played for Philly. I hated it. But you know what? He felt like he had some football left, so it is what it is.
Must have gutted you seeing Bubby Brister win a Super Bowl in Denver. Huh?
Yeah, I have selective memory. I didn't have a problem with Flubby at all. I did not have – most people didn't like Flubby. The one dude that it still burns me to this day is it's burnt ingrained in my mind seeing Neil O'Donnell say it's not his style to take the blame for what took place in the Super Bowl after he threw the game away. Neil O'Donnell, I don't bang with him. The rest of the quarterbacks from my past that I was a fan of the team of, like, I have no problem with
him. But in fairness, he did get Larry Brown paid. I mean, Larry Brown got paid that offseason.
Larry Brown, and I know Larry Brown, if you saw Larry Brown walking down the street today, no one would know who he is. And that man is basically the singular reason why Dallas won that game.
Yeah, Dallas probably
him and Neil O'Donnell, by the way.
Dallas probably should have lost that game. But I wonder if Jerry Jones, by the way, knew in real time, hey, you're never getting back here. Like, this is it. Like enjoy this. He's staring out at the Arizona sunset. They're in Phoenix. He's having a cocktail thinking, man, we got another one, and I did it without Jimmy Johnson. And I wonder if somebody pulled him aside and said, hey, Jerry, it's never happening again. In fact, you're never getting to a conference championship again. He probably said, nah, come on. You got to be kidding me. And yes, here we are all these years later. Meanwhile, the Steelers keep on churning. All right, they've won Super Bowls. They've been back to the big game since, in large part because of Ben Roethlisberger, who's forever going to be a Steeler. How about that? All right.
Way to tie it up.
Yep.
That's the way you – that's professionalism at its
damn
best.
Damn right it is.
I'm proud of you, Jonas.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. All right, so coming up next, we do have apparently an heir apparent in the NFL. They've identified who is going to get the keys to the castle. We'll get into that for you next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sticks.
Yeah.
North Hills
Hammer. You can't play this type of music without Sticks. You know what I mean? Got to have them two Sticks.
Oh, yeah.
You hear it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You big fan of Pantera, LeVar?
I know the name.
Yeah.
I remember the T-shirts.
Big time. One of my favorite boxers ever. His nickname was Pantera.
Who's that?
Edison Miranda. He's from Colombia.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I really tried to get – I had a different nickname for him. I called him the Colombian Comatoser.
Oh, wow.
Because he would hit guys, and they would disappear. And there's actually a knockout you can find of Edison Miranda and David Banks where he hits him.
I mean, how do you know about him?
I just loved boxing growing up, so I would just watch all these obscure fights, like Friday Night Fights and all that stuff. And this guy, Edison Miranda, hits like a truck. And there's a YouTube you can find of him and David Banks where he hits him and David Banks goes cold instantly and falls through the ropes and has no idea where he's at when he climbs back into the ring on one shot, one right hand. So when I think of Pantera, that's what I think of.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
It's a great story.
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Still overpaying for a razor in this economy? Gross. With Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club is available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. That's it. That's the ad. So we are going to pay tribute to one of the great moments in sports that we've seen in at least a little bit of time. I would say probably the most exciting thing we've seen in sports outside of the NCAA tournament since the football season. So we'll get into that for you here coming up shortly on FSR. But we were talking yesterday about the potential of Lamar Jackson going other places, and one of the teams that was thrown out there was the New England Patriots. And look, long shot that it happens. Whether or not Belichick and the Patriots want to give up that kind of money to bring in Lamar Jackson. But they have been fans. Obviously, Cam Newton, Belichick was a big fan of, and he brought him in later in his career. But Belichick's been a fan of the mobile quarterback, and he's been very complimentary to Lamar Jackson. Well, Belichick did have, you know, a couple of quarterbacks on the roster last year. We talked about it at the time, the Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi fiasco that culminated in them getting blown out by the Bears on Monday Night Football, which ended up being the final win of the season for the Chicago Bears, which is always a sign of good things. And so the Patriots had their own issues at quarterback. Mac Jones seen frustrated on the sidelines, having to apologize afterwards and only to do it again. His interactions with either Joe Judge or Matt Patricia, all of that stuff that was going on in New England. So they go out, they hire Bill O'Brien to be the offensive coordinator. Obviously, he's familiar with Mac Jones from Alabama. Well, former Pats defensive back Devin McCourty, who retired this offseason, he said that there was, you know, maybe a little bit of a split going on there. Take a listen to the former Pats player.
I think player-wise, I think there was enough trust that, like, hey, we're going to put the best guy out there. But I think the struggles on offense always turned into, I think there were some guys that are in the locker room like, all right, let's go with Zappi. All right, no, Mac looked good today. It was just a back and forth, which to me spoke more about what we had on offense than the quarterback. Like, we never were solidified as an offensive group that guys had full confidence in anything we were doing.
And that was Devin McCourty on the Greg Hill Show talking about the Patriots quarterback situation going on. You've been in a place where they're trying to decide between two quarterbacks. How much of a problem is that in season for the rest of the team?
My rookie year, it definitely was an issue. It was a split locker room because a lot of guys loved Brad Johnson. And there were some guys that thought that Jeff George gave us a better chance to win. So it created a little bit of a divide. But there were so many transient players on that team that it was kind of like, it was made up of so many free agents and high profile free agents that the conversation was kind of, I would say, probably different. In this scenario in particular, I mean, they're both. Zappi he's only been a Patriot, I believe,
yeah.
Correct?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's internal. That's internal, and when you're looking at it from the standpoint of they are both New England Patriots, that probably – now, I can remember covering Washington when Kirk Cousins and RG3 were there.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
And it was interesting because in the beginning, you had no thoughts, no conversation about Kirk Cousins because RG3 was doing so well. But then, you know, RG3 gets injured. You know, Kirk Cousins plays. Now here's a quarterback controversy. And that was interesting to cover because, you know, it got to the point of where Kirk Cousins basically became the quarterback of the team. And basically that's who they moved on. That's who they moved on with. And it definitely seemed, now I wasn't in that locker room, but it definitely seemed to cause a lot of confusion and a lot of conflict. Things like this can cause conflict and it can cause confusion. But make no mistake about it. This is the pros. This is a sport, even if it was college, because you'll see a lot of times in college where, you know, there's quarterback changes. We make the quarterback position so big and such a major part that it's almost like we approach it with a different set of eyes, a different set of expectations, and a different set of rules. But in reality, it's no different than any other position. You got to get in there. You have to have production. You have to show that you belong. And if you don't, there may be someone out there that's on that same roster that shows that they should play or should have the opportunity and should get that chance to play and should get that opportunity to do what it is that they're doing. And there shouldn't be anything more to it than that. So if you're asking me how should they be handling it in the locker room in New England, they should want the best player playing, because if it's me at the linebacker position, if there's somebody that's on the roster that's showing that they can do it better than I can in practice, then they should get that opportunity to get in there and show that they can do it in the game. And if they can do it in the game, then now I have to figure out how do I get back onto the field, or how do I handle where I'm currently at in my career.
It also, wouldn't you say that last year with the Patriots, because it was a really weird year, and there was, you know, rumblings, you know, Mac Jones maybe not seeing eye to eye with Bill Belichick, and remember, you know, the play against Vegas where they threw the ball back, and it was almost like Mac Jones, you know, was saying that, well, you know, I'm not sure where that came from, and I'm not sure whose decision that was, but you could tell that he was very bothered by whatever the process was there. It feels like Belichick didn't exactly put either one of these guys in the best position to succeed. And I love Belichick as much as anybody, but the whole Matt Patricia, Joe Judge as offensive coordinator stuff was a fiasco.
Now, that was to me, if you look at what could have possibly set off this whole kind of where things were going in New England, it definitely was the
right
way that was handled.
Like, don't you think, like, that to me, like, and so when Devin McCourty says that and he says, you know, it was more of a product of the offense, I think that's probably him saying, yeah, we didn't know what the hell was going on. Like, we lost Josh
McDaniels.
We
didn't know what the offense was doing.
Yeah, like, we lost right. Josh McDaniels, and we're looking around going, and I would think that, you know, and Brady would know this better than obviously us, but you know, going from year one to year two, you've talked about your growth, you know, in college and then in the NFL. I would think that transition year one to year two is pretty important for a quarterback. And when you're Mac Jones and all of a sudden you got that much turnover and you don't know who's calling plays or who the offensive coordinator is, I mean,
like, and by the way, the offensive coordinator that's going to call plays, he's not even an offensive
right?
guy.
Like, Matt Patricia just interviewed for the Broncos DC job, and apparently he's still somewhat involved, and I guess he's kind of on staff with New England, but he's sort of in limbo with it. Like, the whole thing was weird. So, like, I find it hard to put all the blame on either Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi or whatever, because I just don't know they were put in a great spot last year by Belichick or whatever the plan was there. It feels odd.
It's the Patriot way, and the Patriot way has its positives and it has its negatives. I mean, that's ultimately what it comes down to. And when the positives have been positive, it's been positive enough where even now, wouldn't you say you have a hard time questioning Bill Belichick?
Like, yes.
It's very difficult to live in questioning Bill Belichick because his positive has been so positive. It's been the most positive ever in the National Football League. So when the negative hits, it's you got to find something that justifies it, because it's hard to comprehend why some of these decisions would be made. And you almost live in the idea that there has to be brilliance attached to it. There has to be some type of amazing plan.
What does he know that we don't?
You know, right? Like, you're questioning yourself. Like, any other person does that, you'd be like, dumbass, right?
Right.
But this is Belichick, so you're not sitting there and you're not just cashing or chalking it up to this is a horrible mistake, it's a horrible decision, what the F is he doing? Like, you're not doing that. You're trying to justify it. You're trying to figure it out. And that, to me, is – is it, and I continue to be the one that asks this question because nobody really seems to buy into it, which is, it's fine. But at what point do you start to say to yourself, what is Bill Belichick doing? And is what he is doing going to cost him possibly his job? Like, at what point does he get on a hot seat? Because he's done so much, we don't put him on that hot seat. But I mean, last year should have been good enough to start to warm that seat up pretty good, if you ask me.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on FSR. We are going to have our midweek awards, the good, the bad, the ugly, coming up here in about 10 minutes from now. But right now, it is time for the Progressive Play of the Day.
Full count. Otani ka? Trout ka?
Yeah, Japanese TV on the call. Back for another day. That is your Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive is making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. The damn World Baseball Classic just snuck up on everybody and said, we're going to make this thing fun. And they did exactly that. How about it? And now you just got to go back to regular old spring training baseball.
Yeah.
Split squad crap, but nonetheless, the World Baseball Classic. Berto was pretty happy to see Trey Turner producing in big moments because he saw a lot of that last year.
Yeah, too bad he can't do that in the playoffs with the Dodgers.
Hey, by the way, Berto, have you tweeted since last baseball season?
No.
You really did give it up.
Yeah,
that's discipline. He didn't wait for Lent.
Plenty of good reels on Instagram. So
yeah. By the way, did you do it, Lamar? Did you have a chance to look at that one?
I did. Very,
reminds
very
me
disturbing.
Of the bars you go in TJ. Gotta be careful.
It definitely does.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. There's more than one doorknob in that place.
That's not the lifestyle I'm living. I'm good. I'm good on that.
That was a
tad bit disturbing, though.
I didn't know this place had turnstiles.
All right.
You are a class act. You gotta be ashamed of yourself, Lamar.
Me?
Making jokes like that. How could you?
I have nothing to do with that.
You got problems, man. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, it's coming up next. It is a Wednesday tradition. It is the Midweek Awards, the good, the bad, the ugly, and it's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do
it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play. What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. Is this what Eric DaCosta is saying to Lamar's mom?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, she's handled the negotiations.
Oh, wow.
What do you want? Come on, man. Just asking questions here. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this stuff.
Hey, why Berto so happy about that, though?
Yeah, you know what? Hit the button on yourself, Berto.
Yeah, Berto.
Yeah. you think this is going to fly here on this? Yeah. He just got himself. All right, it is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. And on that iHeartRadio app, coming up in a little over 10 minutes from now, we are going to have a discussion about somebody in the NFL who's not happy. They are not happy with the current situation with their team. And it's a player who may have been near the top at his position last season. So we'll get into that for you here. Again, a little over 10 minutes from now. Before we get to another edition of The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, want to let you know we are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
There are some good things that happen, and there's some bad. And then there's some downright ugly things. It's time for Good, Bad, and Ugly.
All right, lead the lap. Two-man version of this. Who's got what?
Well, as we do each and every Wednesday, even with two guys, we start with the good. LeVar, what is good this week?
I'll start with this. Even though America lost, the USA lost to Japan, it was still good that they were there. And you know what? They put up a valiant effort losing 2-3. I thought that was good. I thought that was good. One more good is, you know, Ja Morant is back. And he did go check himself into a facility for some, you know, some, I guess, some much needed assistance on, you know, how he's living. And it sounds as though he's very, very, you know, there's some remorse there. Oh, dang.
He's trying to get his toothbrush out.
There's some. There's some understanding there, and I feel like Ja Morant will be a better basketball player on the other side of this. Hopefully, I know we're going to talk about it, but hopefully he'll be a better basketball player for having this moment of truth, so to speak.
He's pretty.
So I feel like that's good.
He's pretty damn fun to watch, man. Ja Morant, he is a fun watch when it comes to
the NBA.
Well, that too.
Oh wow,
yeah. Listen, you know, he's 23 years old. He wants to go drop 50K at a strip club and get a lap dance when there's, you know, chicken tenders and some onion, you know, an onion ring tower nearby. Who cares?
You wouldn't have been able to see the food under all that money.
Yeah, that's true.
He just needs to stop talking to the third person because he's not Ricky Henderson and he's not Zlatan.
The fans were demanding something and I gave them Zlatan.
Yeah, but something tells me him and Zlatan have been to the same places before.
Interesting.
And Ricky, now that we're thinking about Ricky Henderson.
Oh,
no. Lee, what else?
You can't have good without the bad. Jonas, what was bad this week?
All right. How about the numbnuts that build SoFi Stadium? This is great.
Oh, my God.
So the Times of London is reporting that SoFi Stadium may not be able to host the World Cup final in 2026 because the field isn't wide enough.
They
would have to remove seats in order to make it happen. What a bunch of morons. Maybe the biggest sporting event on the planet that brings in so much revenue. If you're going to be an all-purpose stadium and you're going to bring concerts and all these things, you should be thinking about everything. This reminds me of when there was a college football game. I think it might have been Northwestern and Notre Dame that played at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
They didn't realize until they were putting the stadium in at Wrigley Field that it wasn't big enough. So the teams had to go in the same direction because they didn't want to run in and break their necks running into the wall with the ivy behind the ivy. The fact that they didn't think this thing through with everything else they put together there and they didn't design it to where they could actually hold a World Cup final game.
Wasn't it for a game or was for a regular season game?
I think it was for a regular season game, and then they tried to do, or they were thinking about a bowl game there. But it's unbelievable. They literally had to have the players go in the same team.
Yeah.
Just embarrassing. All right, so who's got the ugly lead?
Well, without Brady here, there's plenty of ugly to go around. Whoever wants it can have it.
Pat Ewing, what a guy. But yeah, it just didn't work out in Hoyerville as a coach. So that's kind of ugly. I mean, they're saying Ed Cooley, they hired him. They're saying he has to revive the Hoyas men's basketball team. That's kind of ugly. And then I would double down on that and say this weather here has been freaking disgusting.
Yeah, it has been.
I am so over it. I'm so over this crap. Thank you. Sometimes it's relaxing to hear rain.
Yeah.
Rain, go away. I know we need it. I know we needed it. But it's time.
Yeah, it can go away now. Yeah.
It's time to stop rain. Please stop.
Another ugly I would like to point out, for the most part, our brackets for the NCAA tournament.
Everyone's brackets.
Not ideal.
LeVar's top three.
Yeah.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.